Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Let's Come Together with the Sex Doc. How are you feeling today? I really hope that you're taking some self-care moments and loving on yourself throughout the week. And just take a moment to check in with yourself from time to time. You know, it's really important for us to really give ourselves that time to think about how we feel, how we're doing, not just physically, but also emotionally as well. So throughout this session, I really want you to kind of think about how you're feeling as well as thinking about what I'm saying to you right now. So my topic for today is penis size. How big is too big and how small is too small? So you might recognize the topic. It says, does size matter? And that's a question I get asked all the time. And that is really the million-dollar question. Does size matter? What do you guys think? So while you're thinking about that, I'm sure you have heard this question asked before. You've probably read it in blogs and you know, seen different things written about it, or you know, listened to other people talk about this. So from my perspective, I think, you know, it's very important to just kind of start by saying every man deserves to enjoy sex to the fullest, to be really be in his optimum, and to have the most pleasurable experience regardless of his penis size or the type of sex he's having. So you could be, you know, masturbation, it could be that vaginal sex, it could be anal sex. Whatever experience he's having, it should be the most pleasurable, and you know, he should be able to enjoy it to the fullest. So in saying that, I also have to say that penis size varies. It varies widely depending on genetics, blood flow, and also arousal. So as far as arousal goes, we don't all get aroused by the same things. We don't all get aroused by, you know, in the same way all the time. So arousal will impact the penis size, because the more aroused you are, the more blood flow goes into your penis, which causes it to have a bigger erection, which then means that it appears to be bigger. So, you know, obviously in addition to the genetics. So that's really important to say. Also, no two penises are the same. They're not the same in looks, they're not the same in shape, nor are they the same in size. And researchers and physicians agree that the average penis size ranges between 4 inches and 7 inches at their peak arousal, and that meaning when they're fully erect. So depending on what study you will look at, or what statistic you read, the range and between 4 and 7 inches is an amalgamation of all of those studies that you may come across. So between 4 inches and 7 inches is the average penis size. And you know, there's obviously men with smaller penises than that, and then there's men with much larger penis than that. So now, this may range slightly as well, you know, slightly different among African American, Black, and Caribbean men when compared to their non-Black counterparts. So say, for example, the average penis size in North Korea, for example, if you took a sample of North Korean men, maybe on the closer to 4 inches, as opposed to if you took a sample of Jamaican men, that might be more towards a 7 inches. So there's definitely a slightly different ranges when you take into consideration ethnicity and region. But there are lots of common misconceptions, and one of those common misconceptions is that all Black men have huge penises, and then on the flip side of that, white men and Asian have smaller penises. So because of the average that we see across the world, these misconceptions are likely to happen. However, this stereotype or the misconception is not applicable to all men. So while there is an average that is larger in some parts of the world and smaller in other parts, you'll have a wide range of different, whereby you might see someone in the Caribbean expecting that because of the average, they have a bigger penis and they don't, and vice versa in other parts of the world. So it's not applicable to all men. And this stereotype and misconception can be harmful to men's self-esteem, sexual confidence, and it can also cause disappointment to his partners. If they're kind of, in their head, they have this stereotype of what his penis is going to be, or what they imagine it's going to be, or having these expectations, and then it doesn't meet that, then obviously, you know, he or she will be very disappointed. So it can also lead to unrealistic expectations from their sexual partners as well, because we have these stereotypes that we've been conditioned to believe, and then when that doesn't happen, it's unrealistic. You know, not every black man will have a 12-inch penis, and not every, Chinese man will have a 3-inch penis, for example. So those stereotypes can be harmful. Some of these expectations that people have range from how masculine he will be, how sexually appealing he will be, how good or bad the sex will be, how rough he might be in bed, or how mild he might be. And, it kind of go on and on and on. These expectations are wide ranging. And oftentimes men are judged based on their height, their hand or feet size, and, the size of his nose, for example. I've heard, some people say, well, he has a big nose, so he must have a big dick. Or, he's so tall and, he's skinny, so, that means he has a big penis. Or he's short and fat, so he probably, has a small one. So, all of those things, we all have these judgments that we make based on what we've learned, what we've been conditioned into, what we've experienced. And those aren't, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but I think for me as an educator and a, sexologist and a psychiatrist, and we need to be more mindful that, sometimes our own judgments, our own, experiences might not apply in every situation. It's not just the partners that have expectations. A lot of men often ask about whether their penis size measure up to other men. I get asked at least 5 or 6 times a week in my practice, is my penis too big, or is it too small, or is it average? What's the average size? And as I was doing, my research, I found that there's a lot of research around this that show men will often compare their penis size to other men, whether they're in a group setting. So for example, they'll compare when they're naked in a group setting, that may be at the gym, in the locker room, or even during group sex. So there's research that's been done with swingers, for example, in the UK, and they found that 80% of men who are swingers will often compare their penis size with other men that they're experiencing, sexual encounters with, not necessarily having sex together, but they perhaps having sex in the same room, wife swapping, so on and so forth. So there is some research that supports that. And you might know from your own experience, do you compare your penis size to other men? Say, for example, if you're in a locker room, or if you're in the gym, and kind of peek over and see how it compares, or how it measures up to you. It's one of those things that, we make assumptions, either based on our experiences or based on what we've been told, and it doesn't always measure up, and it doesn't always meet our expectations. But I do want to take a break right now and kind of... Welcome back. I hope you enjoy the quick break. So we were talking before about whether size matters or not, and what was too big or what was too small. And of course, you have your own ideas about this. I do want to say that there are lots of benefits to having a large penis. The shape, the size, the color, the cut, whether he's cut or uncut, circumcised or uncircumcised, and most importantly, how it moves when it's erected. So there's lots of benefit to having girth and length and thickness. You know, some people like an uncut penis, others like a cut penis. So you know, there's so many different range, and of course there's lots of benefits to that. And when it comes to having the benefits of a larger penis, there are many individuals who ask about what's a boyfriend or husband penis. You might be one of those people that's asking, you know, like, he has boyfriend dick, or he has a, you know, husband type dick. What does that actually mean? And this is basically when the penis is just right and can be enjoyed on a regular basis without causing any unbearable pain or discomfort. And that's usually within the range of 6 to 7 inches. It would be considered a comfortable size for most people. You know, I do know personally someone, actually a few people, who thinks that a 6-inch penis or a 7-inch penis is just way too small for them. But on average, that would be considered, you know, quote unquote, boyfriend type penis. And this is a penis you can enjoy, you know, multiple times in a day, multiple times in a week, without any unbearable pain or discomfort. So that's what someone really means when they say, you know, boyfriend dick. And that is, or there's also a benefit to having that type of penis, that size penis, because it means that your partner isn't going to complain. And sometimes, you know, with the, you know, the men that I know that have, you know, enormous penises, you know, 10, 12, 14 inch penises, they find it incredibly difficult to satisfy most of their partners because it's so painful. So there is a balance. And I think, you know, for a lot of men with larger penis, they get fetishized a lot. So it becomes, their penis becomes their identity. Their penis becomes the thing that people are drawn to. Their penis becomes the thing that attracts their sexual partners, and less about who they are as an individual, who they are as a person. And the penis kind of takes over the room. And that's a complaint that I've had, I've heard from different clients and friends, where it's just like, you know, it's hard to have regular sex with partners, because it's just not always that comfortable to have sex with a penis when it's that big. But, you know, again, we're talking about averages, we're talking about comfort, we're talking about pleasure, and we're also talking about what works for you. So, you know, for some people, a 6 or 7 inch penis is just right. For others, they want something more. And, you know, again, going back to the boyfriend dick, there's some people who like having their partner with a boyfriend dick, but every now and again, they want a different partner that has a bigger penis so they can experience that range in sexual behavior. So, it's different strokes for different folks, and, you know, what works for one person may not work for someone else. The long and short of it is, for some individuals, size does really matter, and for others, it simply doesn't. The most important and the most significant factor in penis size is whether the owner is satisfied. So instead of trying to think about what your partner is desiring from you, you have to be okay with your penis size. You have to feel confident in that girth and width and length and shape and color and texture. And if you don't, then it's very difficult to be able to pleasure yourself and in turn pleasure someone else if you're not comfortable. But that is the most significant factor. And, you know, there's very, very little that a man can do to alter the shape or size of his penis. You know, there are, you know, a few techniques that you may read about or you may, you know, have conversations with someone about in terms of elongating your penis, making it bigger. But those don't often work over periods of long sustainability. And also it doesn't work for everyone, even when it does work. So there's just a very, the scope for being able to enlarge your penis is very small. So I always say, you know, with that being said, I always encourage men to build confidence in other areas of their self-esteem and let their penis be the best it can be. So, you know, you work on your self-esteem, your confidence, your self-worth, and then just let your penis be. Because the most important factor in pleasure, sexual pleasure, is how you feel about yourself. And however, with all of that being said, sex is all about what happens in the mind. So this will translate through to the body, through to your sexual organs. So if you feel good about what you're doing, you feel good about your penis size, that translates, and then, you know, you will have pleasurable encounters no matter what size you are. So it starts in the mind, sex starts in the mind, and you just have to get that right, and then your body follows. So you may have heard about this term, big dick energy, or BDE. I use that a lot in my practice. And I use that a lot with friends as well. So big dick energy, BDE, you may have heard that. And that's basically when a man's confidence overrides and precedes the size of his penis. So you walk into a room, you're confident, you're self-assured, you're flirtatious, you're exuding this, you know, really sexy, you know, confident energy. That's considered big dick energy. So it's based on this idea that if you're confident in your penis size, then you're confident in the world, you're confident with interacting with people. And that may not be the case. It may not be that you have a large penis, or, you know, you might not be well endowed, but that's the kind of confidence that you come into the room with. So whether you are a large, well endowed man, whether you're a small, not so well endowed man, or whether you're somewhere in between a large unendowed or a large endowed or a small unendowed, you know, just get some big dick energy. That's all I'm saying. Just be confident. Wear it well, you know. You can always, you know, build confidence through your interactions with your sexual partners. And what you'll find is, like I said earlier, for some people, size does matter, and they prefer having a larger size, or some women actually, and some men prefer smaller penis size when it comes to penetration, and then others prefer larger. So, you know, your idea of what your penis size is really just based on perceptions, and you can make it work whatever size you are. So just get some big dick energy. That's what I want to say. You know, make that penis work for you. Don't let your penis control you. You control your penis, and, you know, just make it work. Of course, you know, if you have any questions, you can always send me a message, through the app, or you can always find me on Instagram, a relationship and sex duck. I'm always happy to hear your comments, and thank you so much for listening. Until next time, you've been listening to Let's Come Together with the Sex Duck.